Welcome back. Well, we'll land. It is time for your scam of the week. We do this every week here on Fort Wayne's Morning News, and we do it with the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Indiana's Nicole Thomas. And with that, we say, hey, Nicole.
Good morning.
This week is all about financial investment scams. I'm anxious to dive into this one with you, Nicole. For starters, how do these investment scams work?
Well, they can work any way. So someone can message you on socials, they might send you a text message, or maybe it's actually a telephone call that you receive. And all of them will promise the same thing, which is guaranteed returns well over what you've invested.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're going to give $100 and they're going to guarantee you $1,000. And so there's some really big red flags with that, right? Like, number one, we know that nothing is guaranteed. So anytime somebody says that they can guarantee you a return, that is a red flag and you should turn the other way. And then, obviously, also, when people kind of come out of the woodwork and you haven't heard from them in a while and they kind of start chatting you up about investments, you might just have to ask yourself, why? Is this person legitimate? Have I chatted with this person in person or on socials? And if the answer is no, you've just got to say, you know, that's another red flag. And another big hallmark of this type of scam is pressure. They're going to tell you, have to get in now. You have to get in by Friday. You have to get in by the end of the week. Because that pressure, they're trying to get you to think irrationally, right? Like, they want you to, they want to throw you off your game. And so pressure tactics, and then obviously guaranteed returns, that there's no such thing as that. So, watch out for those. There's no real, specific stock or option you should be watching for. It's just something that, you know, it's like the Wolf of Wall Street. They'll throw something out to you, tell you it's a great deal, and bite on it.
It's exactly like that.
Exactly. Then your retirement savings are down the drain and in somebody else's pocket. So, yeah, go ahead.
It's kind of like you always say week after week after week, Nicole, that if it's too good to be true or it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah, and it, you know, this is one of the things that, you know, if they're coming to you with a specific stock option or investment, you want to do your homework. You want to research. There are lots of resources out there. You can go to FINRA. You can go to the FTC. There are a lot of research options out there that you have your fingertips at for free. So you don't have to spend money to learn about these things. Heck, go to your local library. Do some research on the internet, and you're going to be able to find that these things maybe are not as good as you've been told.
Well, Nicole, as always, we appreciate you telling us all about them. We'll check back in with you 1 week from today.
See you then.
That's Nicole Thomas from the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Indiana. She joins us every week for our scam of the week. And, you know, when it comes to these financial investment scams, a lot of times I also see them. It seems really common for, like, tech support and the IRS or government, anything like that, you know, foreign money exchange. All of those usually throwing up some red flags for me when they come across my email.
Podcasts by Federated Media.